Hello, this is Hypno Talks Questions and Answers with Axel Hombach and Dr. John Butler, episode 1. I'm Axel Hombach from Cologne. I'm the director of the Hypnosis Zentrum Köln or Hypnose Zentrum Köln and its principal hypnotist. I'm currently online with Dr. John Butler, the director of the HDI in London. The HDI, that is the Hypnotherapy Training International, one of the leading schools of hypnotherapy training in the world. The HDI was founded many years ago by the legendary Gil Boyne, who changed hypnosis and hypnotherapy in a way as probably no other hypnosis approach did. Dr. John Butler is his successor and now one of the leading hypnotists and hypnotherapists, medically and psychologically speaking, in the world. I'm currently with him here online. Dr. John Butler was also one of my hypnosis teachers many years ago, and I regard him one of the best teachers I've ever had, even compared to times at university. So, hello, John. How are you?
Hello, Axel. I'm very well, thank you, and delighted to be speaking here.
We've talked about this program that we are right now starting, Hypnotalks Question and Answers with Axel Hombach and Dr. John Butler, already for some time. Our plan is that we take questions from participants of John Butler's classes and of other hypnotists that are posted, for example, on the internet or in our closed and open transforming therapy hypnosis approach Facebook groups and other places on social media and give concise answers to it. The program that we are now starting is meant to take one question and, with the help of Dr. John Butler, make sense of it and give a concise, precise answer that people can use in their daily practice. John, we also talked about what is our motivation about that. Before we come to the motivation, John, could you give a short introduction of who you are?
Thank you, Axel. Well, as John Butler, I'm head of the Hypnotherapy Training International, which teaches hypnotherapy around the world in various centers. Our main base is here in London, but we give classes in many countries. I've been teaching hypnotherapy for nearly 30 years and practicing it professionally for nearly 40 years. And I have a background also in psychotherapy, psychology, and in medical research. And I bring all of these different strands of training into my therapy practice and the approach to hypnotherapy that I teach. I believe hypnotherapy is the most powerful way to access the deeper levels, the potential of the mind to create change, to help people understand the problems, which are at deeper levels of their mind than their intellectual conscious level can usually deal with. And so we need an approach to the mental therapies that allows people to get in touch with their deeper selves, so to speak, and make changes at those levels. So that's my passion. It's what I've done for a long time now. And the style of therapy that we call it is transforming therapy, which is based on primarily the work of Gil Boyne, starting in the 1960s and even before that. But the development of hypnotherapy in the form of transforming therapy began really from his synthesis, additional developments he made, and began to really forge new ground in hypnotherapy from the 1960s, and of course building on the work of Dave Ellman and other great individuals in the field of classical hypnosis, which goes back another 150 years before that.
Okay, John, what would you say in a few words is your main motivation to do this Hypnotalks Questions and Answers?
These talks are to answer questions that people may have. We're very keen on putting the very best knowledge out there. And when you're training students, it's only when they're in practice often that some of the problems emerge, the questions emerge in their mind, where things may not have been as deeply understood as they needed at the time. We all learn in different rates, and we have our blind spots, our weaker spots, and we have our strengths. So these talks will help answer questions, and we're very keen on follow-up from training, that we help people understand these profound topics, the deeper nature of human minds and human problems. And these talks will help to add further to people's knowledge and answer their questions, as I say.
In some other interview that we did, you also mentioned how important it is for you personally to pass on your knowledge. How does it come in with this question and answer series?
Yes, I think we all have a duty to pass on our knowledge and provide the most help we can for others in the world. I think that's how we learn and grow. And as I pass it on, I feel I'm passing on the legacy of those who have taught me. And that chain goes back, really, when you look at the knowledge that we're passing on, it's hundreds of years old. And it has links and roots even in earlier learnings and knowledge. So we're all passing on knowledge. But these, for me, a passion is passing on the legacy of Gilboyne and the marvelous breakthroughs that he made and subsequently added to and developed throughout his long career, over 50 years of training, working with clients, and for much of that time teaching as well.
50 years is a lot of time. Thank you, John. So the idea that we had, how we are going to do that, is we take one question that was posted in one of our groups or in one of the social media groups where people were stuck at a certain point and they had questions on how to proceed. So what we are going to do is we take these questions and I present them to John, and John is then going to give a very precise, concise answer, not too long, 5 to 10 minutes maybe, but it contains so much information that it helps our listeners to take that information and apply that in their daily work with their clients. One important note is that you may have already heard in the past minutes since we started this introduction episode that I usually speak of hypnosis and hypnotist while John speaks of therapy and therapist. One important note is that depending on which country you are residing in, the word of therapy is restricted as it is, for example, here in Germany. And in the place where John comes from, the use of the word therapy has a much broader range. So to clarify that, whenever we talk and John talks about therapy, he is talking about the application of hypnosis. Would you agree there, John?
Yes, Axel. The word therapy is very loosely used here in the UK, and it's not legally defined as to which group can or can't practice most forms of therapy. Obviously, chemotherapy and other forms of therapy in medicine are restricted to physicians, but the use of, say, psychotherapy, hypnotherapy, or coaching therapies of various kinds, those are not protected titles and anybody can practice them.
While here in Germany, therapy is restricted to licensed people in the medical or healing professions. So in Germany, you need a license to do therapy. And whenever we talk about, when I talk about hypnosis, John talks about therapy, this applies to any kind of application of hypnosis, which includes hypno-coaching and hypnotherapy. And also the method that John bases his work on, the transforming therapy, also encompasses all applications, including coaching and therapy. Is that correct, John?
That's right, Axel.
So, with that said, we are coming to the end of our first episode. We are looking forward to continuing with our second episode, in which we are going to talk about regression. Regression and finding the SSE and ISE and what that has to do. If you don't know the terms that I've just used, you will be knowing much more when you have listened to the first follow-up session. John, thank you very much, and I'm delighted to talk to you in the second episode.
Thank you, Axel. I'm looking forward to speaking to you then.
Goodbye for now.
Goodbye.